And finally today, Los Angeles, 1980s sci-fi cinema, and vampires, they all play a role in the latest album from the critically acclaimed musician Bat for Lashes.
Take a trip.
That's The Hunger. That song is from her latest album, Lost Girls, which is the fifth by Bat for Lashes, a pseudonym for singer, producer, and artist Natasha Khan. And joining me now to tell us more about Lost Girls is Natasha Khan. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Hello.
So I read that this album started as a movie idea. What was the movie about, and how did it turn into this album?
Yeah, well, it started with my move from England to Los Angeles. I'd just finished a 10-year record deal on a major label and decided that I wanted to spend some time making movies and writing scripts and sort of looking at the more visual side of things. So I came out to LA, fell in love, spent lots of nights driving around with the windows down, smelling jasmine, looking at the sea. And it was a very sort of heady, intoxicating a summer-loving kind of romantic feeling that I had. And we went up to Santa Cruz, and I'm a big fan of the film The Lost Boys. And I just started forming this script around the themes of sort of falling in love, but also what it would be to be a girl vampire living in LA and traveling around the city at night and things like that.
You were also influenced by an Iranian vampire movie?
Yeah, well, there's a great film called A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, which is, yes, it's an Iranian black and white vampire film. It's sort of got a real rockabilly 50s sort of sexy element to it. And it just reminded me a lot of going to Pakistan as a small child, because I was born in London to an English mum, but my dad's family lived in Pakistan. And coming to LA, all the sort of like the desert, the dusty roads, the heat, there's a sort of a mysticism that is sort of underlying, especially in the landscapes here, which reminded me a lot of Pakistan and the Middle East, which sounds weird, but I think it was just for me, it was resonating just on a memory level. And so also seeing that Iranian vampire film gave a very sort of exotic new take on vampires, and I'm always interested in subverting themes and ideas and sort of changing them and throwing them around and seeing what comes out. So
yeah. It's funny, when I first came to Los Angeles, I had that same feeling about the Middle East, the landscape and the smells and So let's listen to another song from Lost Girls. This is Kids in the Dark.
Lying next to you, we could be on the moon. Tell me you're not leaving, 'cause you're always on my mind. It's been such a dark
You created an alter ego on this album, and this isn't the first one you created. I'm thinking of Pearl from your album Two Sons, and this latest alter ego is called Nikki Pink. Tell me how she came to you. Who is she?
I think with all the alter egos, there are always aspects of me, like little sub-personalities that I use to explore certain themes or feelings that perhaps just as Natasha I might not go so deeply into. And I've always loved artists like David Bowie and Kate Bush and, you know, sort of wild, imaginative people that take on roles and use theatre and costume and film to explore sub-personalities. So Nikki was my LA girl, my homie, like the vampire version of me that did all the daring, wonderful things and met up with this gang of bike riding, you know, lost girls. They have great earrings and great leather jackets and stuff. And I was living in Highland Park and very inspired by all the Mexican families there. It's such a Mexican neighbourhood. The culture was, again, reminded me of Pakistan and, you know, all the families, all the kids eating together and the music and the fashion. I felt very immersed in that too. And so Nikki kind of came out of all of those things.
So let's hear another song. I really love this song, Jasmine.
She drives hard through the June gloom haze, legs for days and bones of her. Her love hurtling down death's highways, the hands of the killer, the heart of a little girl.
So the lyrics go on to say a body bag on eucalyptus hills and the Hollywood forever and the endless sleeping pills. No girl will ever cure your nighttime ills like Jasmine does, because when she blooms, she kills. Natasha, what were you thinking about when you wrote this song?
It sounds pretty dark. I think part of that makes me think of the film Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal in it. There's definitely this sort of dark underbelly to LA, especially when you drive around at night and it's empty and you see, you know, homeless people sleeping on the hills and like bits of rubbish blowing around. And it's just kind of, there's definitely some sinister aspects to LA. And so the lyrics of this song, Jasmine, were about a girl kind of much like the heady scent of jasmine that you get in LA in the summertime, that sort of perfumes the night, but she's kind of a serial killer that stalks LA and kills people and buries them in iconic places like the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And so, yeah, she's one of the vampire gang, but it's kind of a microcosmic narrative story within that idea. And and she's actually the main protagonist in the script that I'm working on at the moment. I just finished a script writing course at UCLA. To kind of work on her story.
Don't be seduced by those baby blues, that secret smile when it's captured you, cause little girl cracks your heart into you, sucks the juice till she turns you loose.
Your last album, The Bride, focused a lot on grief, told the story of a bride whose husband-to-be dies on the way to the wedding. But this album, it feels more hopeful, kid-like. Did something change in your life that brought this about?
Yeah, I think probably just not being in, like, rainy, grey old England.
A little sunshine.
Yeah, it's basically sunshine. That's all you need. No, I think being liberated from being in a very long-term contract, I know it's sort of... It sounds sort of cliche, but it's true that I think when you take off all the shackles and expectations, it's like I moved country, I didn't have anyone expecting anything of me, and I could just be in this sort of playground of my own making without any pressure. And it definitely gave me a huge sense of freedom and joy and happiness. And it was quite childlike in a way.
It's quite brave too, to make all of those changes at the same time.
Yeah, and being in my late 30s at the time, I felt like the end of the decade approaching and was just like, oh, do I want to keep doing the same thing? Do I want to do now? And how do I feel after doing this for 12, 13, 14 years, however long I've been doing it? It was a time to do something really for me and not to think about what anybody else wants, but just who am I now and how would I express that musically? And sort of also having lost, you know, sort of given up those shackles of insecurities or self-doubts that you might have when you're younger. I think approaching 40 has actually been great for me because I feel much more confident. I've been doing this a long time. I know what my skills are. I know how to execute what I want, and I just felt very empowered by making those changes, so I think it worked well.
That's Natasha Khan, aka Bat for Lashes. Her latest album is Lost Girls. Natasha, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.